Um bocado guardiço. How do you wear this thing? Too many cables and stuff. Original.
Okay, so welcome everyone. So we are here for the kickoff meeting of the process of designing a new remote control. So I will first start with a warm welcome, opening stuff. Then we will see what will be our product and what will be the different step we will have to design it. And then we will discuss if we have few ideas, and we will end by dispatching the different tasks you will have to fulfill to complete this process. So
just one thing, you said 25 minutes, but I have something else to do, so we could have another meeting soon, so you could. It's true, I have another meeting, so
you have another meeting soon.
Yeah,
so you have to be quick.
Yeah, for the lawnmower project.
Okay, so the goal is to have a remote control, so to have an advantage over our competitors, we have to be original, we have to be trendy, and we have to also try to be user-friendly. So the design step will be divided in three main points. First, it will be the functional design. Third is the conceptual design. And then it's the detailed design. So the functional design is to identify the main user needs, the technical function the remote control should fulfill. And then we will move to conceptual design, where we'll specify the different components involved, what kind of user interface we want, and what are the different trend in user interface and stuff like that. And then the detailed design will consist in specifically implementing and detailing the choice we've made in the second point. So I will now ask you, which is very important for the design of a new remote control, for each of us to draw your favorite animal on the whiteboard.
What an original idea.
Do you have any idea of which animal you want to show us?
Orang-utan.
Okay. Let's go.
No, no.
Don't you?
Can I do it? No.
You should.
I don't have to say anything.
If you want to react about this wonderful drawing, I'll let you comment. Okay, it's an abstract drawing. I think it's nice and original.
You should write the name. Thank you.
Usually, orangutans are bred here, so this is a very important.
Okay. Do you want to draw something, Christine?
Yeah. have to imagine a little bit.
Of course, your animal is recorded, so it's not lost.
Yes.
Sorry. To
is
what,
this a
what is this strange beast? Is it a monster?
Mm-hmm. It's a cat, isn't it?
I thought these things did not exist.
My cat.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
It's my cat.
Okay. It's your cat.
Does it have a name?
The name is Caramel.
Caramel.
Okay.
What
and
do
you,
do you want to?
I think I'm too short with the cables.
Okay, I agree. Next time you do something, I'm sure.
Next time I can sit there.
I'm a bit short.
So what do they do? You can go like a very simplified code. It looks like a code.
It looks like a bomb.
Okay, cool.
Quite squary.
Scary?
Also.
No, it looks more like a donkey, in fact. I would say. Okay, so
this,
I hope that it helps you in the process of designing.
Is it for
a
so putting a for a logo? No.
Okay. Let's move on. So you are the financial objective of our project. It is to say to have a production cost lower than 12.5 euros and have a selling price of twice that price in order to target a profit of 50 million euros.
Is there a market for a new remote control?
Yeah, if it's trendy, original, and fulfill the user needs.
A single device remote control, or is it a multi-device remote control?
We have to discuss that point.
This is not defined at all.
Yeah, you can suggest points like this. So
okay.
What? So we have to decide, for example, if you can control one device or multiple. So what are your ideas about that? Maybe I can have the opinion of from
the sell
marketing
other stuff.
Side.
If we bundle the remote control with something that we sell, then it could be a single device. Otherwise, it could be a programmable one. Otherwise, who would buy a remote control from us?
Okay, so if it's sold by its own, it would rather be for multiple device.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe it should be for multiple devices. And do you have any ideas of design ideas or any technical requirement we should fulfill?
I think we shouldn't have too many, for my part.
I cannot think of any requirements right now.
If we don't have so many buttons, could be nice.
Few buttons, okay. And do you have it also to be lighted, in order to be used in the dark, might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any idea of the trend in the domain, what it should look like, or things like that?
Something which is not square, maybe.
With
not a box.
Okay. Like okay.
Something that at least fits in your hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The basic requirement.
So, fit in your hand, yeah.
In your pack.
And also it may be important for the remote control to be to resist to various shocks that can happen if it falls. Waterproof as well.
And I
maybe
think
it is original
device.
Because you can use it in your bath, whereas the others can't. Maybe waterproof would be very original.
Sorry.
Having a waterproof remote control so that the people can use it in their bath. That could
it
be
seems so, but if you don't have a waterproof remote control, you can just cover it with some plastic.
Yeah, but it is still something you have to buy, and that is.
And as for
really
the as for the shock, I mean, there are people that have a remote control and they're worried that it's going to break, and they put some extra plastic around it.
Yeah.
Those
maybe
people that are worried, they actually do it themselves.
But maybe we can bulk it with already this plastic thing
yeah.
and the waterproof stuff
loop
as well.
Bulking, okay.
Yeah. Maybe we can sell all that together. So. So plastic protection and a waterproof box as well. That might be good track to follow.
Like as an optional, I think.
Optional or selling?
And I think we should have something. Most of the time I lose my remote control. We should have a special button on the TV.
Maybe we
to
can
make the remote control.
But we don't design the TV. Maybe we can have something you whistle and the remote control beep.
Barks.
Yeah, barks. Yeah. So we can have a whistle remote control?
Yeah. A whistle.
I don't know, whistle-able remote control?
Whistle tracking.
Whistle tracking, yeah. Whistle tracking remote control. That's a good idea, that's very original, and that can...
That's quite cool, but of course, you don't normally need any audio recording stuff on your remote control, right?
Yeah, the
it's just going to add to the cost.
Yeah, but still we have to have an advantage over our competitors. I think this is a good advantage.
It's cool, I think I like the idea, but I'm not sure about what you...
Yeah,
who's giving our budget.
Yeah, we have to ask the cost of that design to the industrial designer, which is you. Okay, so try to find that for next meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so next meeting is in 30 minutes, so don't...
don't panic.
Don't panic. So I will ask the industrial designer to find out more about this industrial design.
Mm-hmm.
So any working function we have discussed. So then I will ask the user interface designer to think about the point we discussed, like the number of buttons, the fact that it's lighted or not, things like that, and what would be convenient for the user. And also, I will ask the market expert to try to find out what are the absolute requirements, what is absolutely needed in a remote control for the user. So, and then I will just ask you to think about that and look at your mail, because you will receive some good advice soon. So, thank you. I think that's
good.
Mm-hmm.
All for this point.
Okay. So we'll come back in 5 minutes. Half an hour.
Good.
Anyway, you will receive some messages.
Okay.
Be careful.
Yeah, of course, I
just hit
it. You eat it? Yeah, with my head. And then I saw that, I said, I'm not the only one.
Does it move?
Oh, I'll be back.
Okay. But I don't know if it is still correctly...
Well...
Well... We'll see.
Hold it. Okay.